Well, good afternoon, Audio Boo. Sergeant Surbos from here. How you all doing? So it's Saturday afternoon. It's the 2nd of November now. I've been at work all week. Had a stressful week. Lots of work, too much going on. Long hours. So I'm a bit shattered this morning. So I just thought I'd do a quick audio log. I haven't really posted for a few days. Probably best part of a week, I think. I haven't posted anything. Just been just too busy. Live there, it's 20 past 7 in the morning, and I'm not getting back till after 6. Then by the time I've sorted something to eat out and done few chores around the house, it's kind of 8 o'clock before I've finally sat down. So it's I just haven't really been in at the time or the inclination to record anything. We've had some awful weather. We got rain again this afternoon, this morning. We had absolutely dreadful weather yesterday, the 1st, coming home from work at about 6:15. I couldn't see a thing. Wipers on double speed, absolutely pouring down. It was completely black. You couldn't see hardly in front of you. People walking down the street dressed all in black, and they suddenly decide to cross the road in front of you, and you can hardly see them as far as you knock them all down. What's wrong with people? And they don't use the crossings. You know, the council provide all these pedestrian crossings that they can stop the traffic, and the people don't use them. Crazy. Anyway, that's not the purpose of this boo. This is just really a bit of a catch-up. So I had to knock Octavia on the head. I didn't really, as I say, have the time on the inclination. So apologies to Sassy Cat. I kind of started off quite good, and then towards the middle and the end, I just couldn't get the inspiration or the to get my brain around to record some of the subjects. Well, I do want to say publicly to Sassy Cat to thank her for all her hard work and being in charge of Octavia. What with listening to everybody's audio content for that, posting up the questions, posting up on the website, posting daily prompts for us all. So I really think you should deserve a big pat on the back for that. I really do. It's must have taken a lot of effort and time and dedication. And I'm still behind on my listening, never mind recording and posting the daily prompts. So that was, as we say in Birmingham, a Boston effort. Boston, for you that you don't know what Boston means. It means very good or excellent, that kind of thing. So she really did a sterling job. And so I'm still trying to catch up on my listening. A few more to listen to, another about a week's worth. So I'll catch up hopefully the next couple of weeks. So really that's it. There's not a lot else been going on. And just a few Twitter conversations with All One Word and McColgan and Dialogue Gambler. Dean Reed's been on their Twitter. I see All One Word's got a new toy. Nice new GoPro camera. So looking forward to some of the videos from that, Rick. So we need to have an audio booth face off now with these GoPros. You've got one now. Dean Reed's the master of the GoPro at the moment. McColgan, you need to get some inspiration. We can have a big audio booth GoPro face off. and a competition on YouTube. So, you said you wanted to get into time-lapses. That's something I like to do. It's having the time to do it, isn't it? And go somewhere and sit there for a couple of hours taking photographs. I did notice that when I went down to Simmons Yacht, down in on the borders of Herefordshire and Monmouthshire, in near Wales, I think it was last autumn, there was a temperature inversion in the valley. There's a place called Simmons Yacht Rock, if I can speak. And when you can park up, and there's a fantastic viewpoint, one of the best views in England. That kind of thing, you can see all down the Wye Valley, Simmons Yacht into Monmouthshire. And it's a beautiful river valley with the River Wye running down the bottom of it. And if you go at this time of year, A, you get the wonderful autumn colours, and B, you get a fantastic temperature inversion. And the day I went last year, the valley was absolutely full of mist and cloud. And there was a chap there, obviously doing a time-lapse video. He got his, I think it was a Canon camera he got, and he was on his tripod, and it was every 10 seconds taking an exposure. I was there for about 3/4 of an hour, I suppose. And this thing was continuously clicking, so I bet the time-lapse video he had from that was fantastic. So that's maybe something I could aspire to one day. Just having the time and something nice to go and sit for a couple of hours and get the sunrise or a sunset. Anyway, that's the quick 7-odd minutes of audio log. Not much going on. So once again, thanks for listening. And I'll catch you in the next boom.